when I was invited to do this meditation, I wanted to work in with the daily theme of seeking based around John 16. And so I started by trying to work out what the context of John 16 was. In the process, I realized I'd been dropped into the middle of this ocean of Jesus' words with no shore in sight. And this has a lot to do with what this Gospel of John that we're focusing on this week is focused on. And actually, stepping back a bit further again, it really is amazing when you start digging into it how all four of the different Gospels have different focuses and methods. So Luke is the longest Gospel and has this extended introduction about Jesus' birth and childhood. And then Mark is the shortest and just goes through the whole story at this hectic pace, and it's full of action. So then, compared to the other Gospels, time seems to slow down in John once we get to the Last Supper. It just balloons out, which handily makes it really great for some close study of the hours before the crucifixion, which are some of the most pivotal moments in history. So good choice, Study Week Committee. As soon as Judas leaves the upper room, back in John 13, the situation expands into this long discourse from Jesus, lasting all the way to the end of John 17. And crucially, the disciples just don't get it. All the way through, they're asking him questions. Where are you going? Why can't I follow you? How are we meant to know the way? Can't you just show us the Father? How are we going to see you but the world isn't? What is he talking about? They actually said that to each other. What is Jesus talking about? They just didn't get it. I actually love the way that throughout the Gospels we have examples of named disciples asking specific questions to Jesus. We get little insights into their personalities and their concerns. They were real people, just like us. And Jesus bears with them. He reassures them that they will understand. He even says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So I think we can take comfort from this. The apostles were Jesus' closest followers, and yet they still misunderstood so much of what he was about in the lead up to the crucifixion. And even in the midst of this impossibly stressful situation, i.e. getting ready to die a literally excruciating death to enable God's plan for the entire human race, Jesus kept working with them. He kept working with them because they kept trying to understand him and kept growing as disciples. And that's the same that Jesus expects of us. Sometimes we think we've got it and later realize we don't. That's okay. Sometimes we just don't get it. That's okay too. Study Week is an opportunity for us to seek, to ask questions, to seek God and perhaps feel our way towards him and find him, as it says in Acts. And that's part of our growth as disciples. So coming back to me floundering around in Jesus' words in John 16, I've got questions there too. I just don't get it. I mean, what does he mean, you will ask nothing of me, and I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf? I mean, I've got some thoughts, but I don't really know. And that's okay. It's something I can seek for, and maybe in a small way that seeking will bring me closer to God by thinking about him and his son a bit more. And more than just having questions, it's okay to be challenged and have doubts. At least I've certainly had my fair share. Firstly, let me emphasize, we've got to be careful about creating challenges and doubts for others. Romans 14, verse 19 says, let us pursue what makes for peace and for building up one another. And Titus 3 tells us to avoid controversy and division. But also, let's face it, doubts happen. I was so doubtful at one stage that I had a section at the back of a notebook where I was writing down all of the doubts that I had about God and the Bible. And one night I broke down in front of my parents because I just didn't know what was real anymore. And as a side note, that was after I was baptized. But slowly I learned that I didn't need to be able to answer every question for God to be real. It was okay that I just didn't get some things. And you know, if I wasn't surrounded by people who cared about my faith and supported me through this, I don't know where I would have ended up. A nice little picture the Bible gives us is of the Bereans in the book of Acts, this community of believers who searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. And I'd say this probably means they didn't get it either. After all, if they got it, then what were they searching for? Similarly, each of us is really pretty blessed to be surrounded in this place by people who care about our faith and want to seek God with us. But coming back to our narrative for the week, so that we've got that in the front of our minds. In spite of the serious lack of getting it, demonstrated by his closest friends, the sheer gettinglessness of the situation, Jesus wasn't going to die without fully reaching the heart and mind of at least one person. I want to just leave us tonight thinking about the thief who was crucified next to Jesus. He was understanding in the most unlikely of places. He was a man who got it in all its profound simplicity. Coming back to those questions the disciples had, this man knew where Jesus was going. He knew that following Christ there was not in his power, but ultimately he knew the way. He could see that this man was God's anointed king, his representative. He could see things about Jesus that the world simply refused to acknowledge. And up there on a cross, he knew what Jesus was talking about. And so he looked at him and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."